We have a dialogue in our head where we are talking to ourselves all the time. And you and I do the same thing. We talk to ourselves a lot. We have a dialogue about what we see going on in the world. You know, like, oh my goodness gracious, look what they're doing over there. And I see this happening over here. And I don't really like the way that my clothes fit me today. And what does my hair look like? And it's cold outside. And I'm getting a little hungry. We have this dialogue with ourselves all the time. And we all have that dialogue. And it's a lot of chatter. But that dialogue has a lot to do with the fact that you're actually thinking about how you're experiencing the world. And that dialogue is also directly related to you avoiding pain or conflict. That dialogue is about keeping you safe and making sure that you're evaluating what's happening around you. It's scanning the room to make sure that those things that are in the room or around you are safe. It's happening all the time, and that chatter is related to what you're seeing and experiencing. Now, here's what I think about that chatter. If it's not enough about how good you are, if it's not enough about how wonderful you're doing your job and how much you like where you're at in the world, then that chatter can create a lot of negative thoughts on the inside of you. So today, I want you to be thinking about noticing what you're doing with that chatter. What are those words? What are you saying to yourself? And the more you're willing to spend time thinking about what you think about, the more time you can recognize, or the more ability you have to move toward the kind of thoughts that you want to have. The reason that personal growth is so important is because your chatter is related to the experiences that you've had in the past. And if you want to have a better life going forward, then we need to make sure that we pay attention to what's going on inside our head, because those thoughts are actually revealing the emotions that are on the inside of us. So pay attention to your chatter and try to turn it to be a little more affirmative, a little more positive. I love you. I'm Dan Clark.